Welcome to AmazingPages.com. I'm Jim, your host for this edition of The Journey. Well, it's been a little while since I posted a podcast to let everybody know how things are progressing, but I have to tell you, things are progressing very, very well. Once again, I continue to have almost no side effects from my bone marrow transplant. I was attended to a class this past week for discharge, and I actually have a weekend pass, and I'm happy to report that joyously I am at home as I do this rather than in my hotel room near the cancer center. So this is the first time I've been home since November the 6th of last year, and they cautioned us, I guess you would say, or educated us that going home would be something that had to be done in stages because you had to psychologically get reevaluated and reacclimated to what was going to be going on. How true that is. When we were at the doctor's office, I was just like, well, I just want to go home. And he's like, you haven't hit 90 days yet, Jim, so, you know, you're going to have to just wait it out a little bit, but we can let you go home for the weekend. Your numbers look good. You've had no problems. You seem strong and vibrant. I'm like, great, let's do it. But, you know, when I got here, this is so hard to explain to those of you that are my friends, family, and even those of you that are listening that are just listeners sometime in the future or now. And I live in a beautiful home, not too far from the surroundings of the hospital, but far enough that it's more than an hour's drive with traffic. So that's the whole reason that I have to stay near the cancer center. Graft versus host disease is very, very, very predominant with bone marrow transplant. And basically what it is rejection of your tissue. You know, if you have a heart transplant, and I've mentioned this in previous podcasts, if you have a heart transplant, you know, people worry about rejection of that organ, that heart. With a bone marrow transplant, you're talking about your immune system has been replaced. Your whole body tries to be rejected. Therefore, it's important that you take certain anti-rejection drugs, and it takes time for your immune system to build itself back up. It really is going to take like 2 years, okay? I haven't even had infant shots yet, so right now I really do still need to be careful, and I will need to be careful and avoid crowds and wash my hands frequently and don't really need to be sequestered, but I need to stay away from people a little bit and stay away from touchy-feely and things like handrails, gas pumps, things that people touch all the time that you don't even give a thought to. Those are potentially deadly items to me. Those are guns pointed at my face, so to speak. So I have to make sure I'm always carrying a bottle of hand sanitizer to use after if I pick up a gas pump and put some gas in the car, I gotta sanitize my hands. If I open a door and I don't have a pair of gloves on, I gotta sanitize my hands. Restroom, same thing. So you begin to get the idea. You have to take a lot of precautions for a long period of time. But that aside, let's talk about what I ventured off from a second ago because, you know, I'm a lame brain. Anyways, coming home, very odd. They cautioned me about it, but when I got here, I did not realize how much it would affect me. But it was a great effect. It brought me to tears. I cried for a while. Coming home just flushed my memories. It just came just racing at me like a torrented river. Just unbelievable. Because I looked around and here's all the things that I have had surrounding me for years. And it's all right back in front of me and I've been gone from it, away from it for several months. So it, you go into this and you really attempt to be as positive as possible. You know, that's part of this. It's part of the fight of cancer. A good part of it is mental. You know, you have to believe that you're going to overcome cancer in order to overcome cancer. I was working on that a lot, just, you know, the ideology. But, you know, in the back of your mind, especially with a cancer as deadly as what I had, you know, where the odds are so much against you. You know, when I left here, in the back of my mind, I knew this might be the very last time I would ever see any of these things or this home. I really kind of figured in the back of my mind, not in the forefront, not in the part that I talked about, but in the back of my mind that I was going to die. I was going to a place to die. Didn't say it out loud because it's scary and it sounds counterintuitive to having a positive attitude. So when I got back here and I realized that I am alive, I'm here, I've overcome this. Wow, the amount of gratitude towards God, and it's so hard to explain to someone who really hasn't experienced this. But I'm trying to chronicle this journey, so that's why I'm sharing this with you. You come back, you witness and see all the things that comforted you and were familiar to you, which now almost feel unfamiliar to you because you've been crafted into a new normal over the course of your journey, first for a long time in a hospital room and then for a very long time in a hotel room near the hospital. And now you're home for just 2 days, but you come to look at all this stuff and, you know, it takes some getting used to again. It really does. You know, I'm going to go out today and just pick up a couple of groceries. I realize that I probably will be permanently released to home in about 3 weeks, maybe a little less. When I went to the discharge instruction class, I felt very fortunate because many of the people that were there with me looked quite emaciated. I don't look emaciated at all. I look robust, healthy, full of life, good color. The only thing is my hair is missing, you know, which it is a personal bummer, but it'll come back. It's coming back a little bit, but it's taken a while. I feel like a kid again. I'm waiting for my mustache to grow back in, you know. It's crazy. But I've seen so many of these people that still look so emaciated, so thin, so drawn. You could almost tell that so much of their life had been sucked out of their body. That's not the case with me. Glory to God. Glory to God. I have escaped this with almost nothing. Almost nothing of consequences. And if you need to understand that more, once again, I'm going to pitch in for my podcast called Is It a Miracle? Because honestly, what's happened to me is a miracle. Absolutely, positively. God himself took my disease away. He restored me to health. These scientists, researchers, nurses, doctors, technicians, but he did restore me to health. God himself did that. No doubt in my mind. So I just wanted to get into this podcast again, because I did promise that I will continue to do these podcasts about my journey, which actually seems to be drawing to a close. I mean, I am going to have nothing to report soon because I'll be released to home, and within a few weeks after that, my life will return to pretty much normal. It's going to be another 6 months or so I'll be popping in with podcasts from time to time to keep everybody updated and to let you know if there's any complications that crop up later on, because they're completely possible. They've cautioned me that I have to be guardedly optimistic. So that's what I'm being. I'm being guardedly optimistic that everything will be fine, because it has been fine so far. I want to, again, thank all the listeners out there. I would appreciate it if you would share this podcast and these other podcasts with other people. Other people perhaps on your Facebook feed or on your Twitter feed or your, I don't know, there's so many now I can't even keep up with them. You know, Instagram, Snapchat, I don't even know how to use most of them. I guess I'm getting old. I'm going to need to get a 17-year-old consultant in here, I guess. In any case, I'm Jim. Thank you for listening. Now have yourself an amazing day.